This month's speakers are Dr. Jeff Maringel from Pennsylvania and Dr. Stephen Davis from California. Plus, we have an extra bonus of a guest speaker who is going to share his experience. Our topic this month is brain dysfunction and trauma. Jeff, are you there?
Jeff Maringel here. I think, in general, we want to talk about why it is important to look at the array of subtle energy tools that we have available that affect the brain and central nervous system. And it will ultimately lead into the notion that I came up with of a master formula, a master brain formula. Because in our observations in both HRV and with the EIS and symptomatology is that almost every disease condition results in some failed adaptation within the central nervous system, whether it's a toxicity, a trauma, a closed head injury, whatever it may be. And that the more we've worked with the subtle energies, we see a lot of hypothalamic dysfunction. So we develop hypothalamus, and we see serotonin dysfunctions, and so we develop that energy, and we develop clear mind, right-left brain synchronization. Over the years, this has occurred over time, the parts pieces coming together for the brain. And then ultimately, the more intense conditions we saw with people, the more I kept stacking these, stress relief, clear mind, hypothalamus, oxytocin, serotonin, dopamine, etc. What else do we have in there? Brain rejuvenation? Absolutely. You know, here I am taking 5-6 energy products and seeing that we need to touch all the bases. Well, the beautiful thing about subtle energy is it's organizational. It's informational. And if any one parts piece is disturbed, everything's disturbed in the cascade. So by creating a master formula that touches all the bases, you can't over-organize the nervous system with subtle energy. You're providing a smorgasbord of energies to address the synchronization of all the energies. I mean, I know that we just sent something out that we just found out from Ed and Patty Kane using uridine and phosphatidylcholine that creates a liposome, which makes things pass into the blood-brain barrier and actually do repair. When we map that energy and I get some of that and see how the energy of that works in harmony with the actual nutritional component.
The nutritional component is just absolutely imperative.
Oh, it totally is. And I think we should definitely going to address that.
Yeah, what's in the master remedy?
A little bit of everything.
Okay.
There's clear mind. There's hypothalamus. There's brain rejuvenation. Valine,
yes.
Taurine, oxytocin, GABA, serotonin, dopamine. The full spectrum of all the things over the years that have been one by one developed by Yuri for addressing brain issues.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we worked with people with neurological deficits, and in fact, almost everyone that we wind up seeing who's in a disease state has some sort of dysregulation to the central nervous system as a result.
Sure.
Yeah, so we wound up just either using multiple parts pieces or sometimes just putting the whole conglomeration together in one formulation form, one big old formula.
Okay.
And so it just wound up being much more convenient
smorgasbord
to give an energetic smorgasbord to the body in order to address the multitude of dyssynchronous neurology that's going on.
Right.
And it makes it easier for the new practitioners. These poor guys that are new to this, Steve.
Oh, boy.
They just, it's tough enough for them to wrap their head around any of it, let alone.
Oh, exactly right. Well, see, that's the whole drama. The drama is that, you know, we're up to, what, about 500 remedies now?
I have no clue, but probably.
So it sounds like a Nature Sunshine thing. 1971, they started out with garlic and capsicum and had a little parsley, and then now what you got is a whole encyclopedia, right?
Exactly.
Well, I thought
and
that
so
was,
now the pendulum.
I thought subtle energy was just you tap it in and you're good. So now we got all this stuff, you know.
And really, the pendulum swung so far into parts pieces that it's up to us have been around the longest to help put a set of master formulas,
yep,
everything back together and cover the chakra. There's seventh chakra in there. There's sixth chakra in there. To sweep it all back together and to make a master formula, probably in 2 ounces,
right,
and have a price point somewhere where your higher end and most of your homeopathics fall in the $20 to $30 range or the $25 to $40 range for a single formula.
Right.
And it's much easier to explain this is one group of energies that's directed toward this entire complex.
Oh, yeah.
And then as we go on, it's going to take us the next 6 to 8 months to develop the master formulas.
Right.
That led them to where we find them. And whether they've had physical trauma, such as car accidents or concussions, or biochemical trauma from exposure to chemicals or heavy metals or whatever, infective trauma, such as an overwhelming flu or bacterial or viral infection or Lyme's disease, there's always, always a neurological component to illness. I've personally done heart rate variability for the last 13 years, and we assess the sympathetic, parasympathetic nervous system and use that as our primary benchmark for where someone's starting and where they're going to. And because it controls and coordinates 99.9% of all of our life functions, anytime we can stabilize or move the autonomic nervous system toward a more normal function, we get positive results in physiology across the board. As time went on, we have seen Dr. Krohn develop and discover various different energy patterns which assist the brain. Early in the game, we started with stress relief and tranquility. As time went on, he found a way to help right-left brain synchronization, and that evolved as clear mind. Still later, we found a way to help with hypothalamic function, which is almost always involved in fever-related issues, viral inflammation, and especially with closed head injury. Recently, we've seen the introduction of brain rejuvenation, which helps with the repair mechanisms and the reorganization of neurological function in the central nervous system. Also, we've seen the mapping and of the energetics of the components of the neurotransmitters, serotonin, dopamine, GABA, oxytocin, etc. In the past few months, I've been blessed, I guess, with seeing some rather severe neurological conditions, neurological Lyme's, closed head injuries, some with, some without previous coma. I have a gal right now, she's 27, she had an auto injury and was in a coma for 60 days almost 12 years ago, and her recovery over the last month of neurological function, communication skills, and her autonomic nervous system function is nothing short of miraculous. And to achieve those ends, I wound up kind of stacking, I would call it, the energy tools. I would use many, if not all, of the various components that had been developed over time. So I finally asked Yuri, would you please just take all the things that we have mapped and make it into one master brain formula and make me enough to test it out clinically and see if I can help with one formula to touch all the bases on the central nervous system and try and put the energy patterns in and allow the body to choose and use whatever it needs when it needs it to organize and synchronize the subtle energies of the central nervous system. And we have had some just beautiful results with this, both on heart rate variability, on our electrointerstitial scan, brain modeling, and clinically by physical examination, neurological testing, recovery of neurological function both in the central nervous system and peripheral nervous system. And I think the concept of master formulas for organs and systems has come to the subtle energy realm. And I'd like to just express the fact that you really can't overdose with subtle energies. You can't over-organize or over-enhance function. The biggest key that I found to these neurological dysregulations is that they become, by the time we get to see them, paradoxical reactors to all types of therapeutic intervention. What do I mean by that? We're never quite sure when the nervous system is dysregulated what is going to happen when we put biological substances into the mix, whether it's clinical nutrition, whether it's herbal medicine, whether it's homeopathy, whether it's even physical treatments. How is the body going to react in its compromised state? You have to think about where we find patients when they come to us in their symptomatic picture and their physical state, wherever we first find them. What is the series of adaptations from the original trauma that this person has gone through, including their reactions to well-intentioned therapeutic interventions along the way that have caused them to continually fail to adapt and moved into a more and more chaotic state? And so before I start putting in nutrition, before I start doing herbal drainage, before I start doing homeopathy and homotoxicology and detoxification and all those things, my primary goal now is organizing and stabilizing the nervous system so that it is much more predictably reactive to the therapeutic interventions that we put in. So if we give someone phosphatidylcholine and phosphatidylserine and GABA and 5-HTP and B6 and P5P or pantothenic acid and all these things that we know can affect the nervous system and help to rejuvenate it on a biological level, we need to have the subtle energy organization, the information, and the blueprint operating first and primarily. And very often, especially if I have someone who's close to my clinic that I can bring back in to observe, I will spend the first 2 to 4 weeks of just doing subtle energy therapy, which is a departation from where I used to be, of filling in the blanks of their nutrition, filling in the blanks of their lower organ drainage and elimination, or looking to try and start them on a detoxification process, whatever that may be for, either homeopathically or otherwise. And we're meeting with much better results, a better acceptance of clinical nutrition and other therapeutic interventions. We're seeing more predictable reactions that are expected in people with a reasonably functioning nervous system, and less paradoxical or adverse reactions from what we would expect if someone was taking whatever we had recommended. And so I want to open this to Dr. Davis and to Dr. Sconyers, if he's on, I'm hoping he's there, and to Yuri, and get their view now that we've laid down the framework of why we wanted to talk about this. And I have one patient in particular, Mark Siliberti, and I'm hoping Mark's on the call or is available to us, to tell his story, because our patients guide us to these decisions and to finding the solutions that will best help them. And Mark's story is very moving and very interesting and really speaks to the power and the ability of subtle energy to influence our brain and our central nervous system. So, doctors, what do you have to say? And let's go from there. I think we should just let Mark tell his story about from when he had his original injury. And actually, he didn't actually come as the patient. His wife came as the patient. And then I found out about Mark's condition, and I took him under care, and his wife was fixed up a lot sooner than Mark was until we dealt with his issues.
Okay, Mark. The line is open to you. Why don't you tell us your story?
Okay. I had an accident while I was living in Japan. I'd gone camping with my children, and I had a situation where I passed out. I'm not exactly sure how or why, but in the process, I stumbled quite a long distance and fell, hit my head on a rock. And apparently, I was mostly unconscious when that happened because I had no defensive wounds anywhere in my body where it looked like I had stopped myself, and found myself unconscious for some period of time. I really don't know how long it was, but people tell me it was at least several minutes. Following that accident, I lost most of my equilibrium. I had hit the rock hard enough that I had destroyed the perilymph membrane in my right ear. I had lost a good bit of hearing in that ear as a result of that as well, and had a good deal of facial pain and neck pain and other pain in my face. It took a number of years for doctors to figure out what was going on with me. It was probably 6 months before I got my equilibrium back, and I had that perilymph membrane repaired surgically. I never really did get rid of the pain in my face or in my neck. I had difficulty with concentration. I had difficulty organizing my thoughts. It was just a very difficult period for me. And I had learned to accommodate that new situation, that new reality over time, although my situation seemed to be deteriorating. It was becoming more difficult for me to concentrate. The pain was becoming more difficult to manage. My doctors were treating the nerve pain that I was facing with gabapentin, and that seemed to help. And I lived on a gabapentin for a number of years. It left my thoughts somewhat confused, but it did help with the pain, which helped with thinking processes and helped me cope with life, although I still continued to have difficulty with memory and with just day-to-day activities. So like Dr. Jeff said, I took my wife to see him originally because she had severe back pain, and he treated her and was able to get her straight again, and I'm happy to say that she's working, functioning well, but I was having a great difficulty, which he noticed and looked at me to start to examine me and start to ask me some questions and started to tell me some of my own history, which somewhat amazed me. And started treating me with a number of mixtures, some of which I can't even begin to describe to you what they are, but have found a tremendous relief. I take no prescription medications at all for the pain any longer. My thinking is much clearer now. My memory is much improved. Quality of my life is hundreds of percent better than what it was. And so I am very grateful. As of late, probably the last 5 or 6 months, I've been using the brain rejuvenation formula, which has been very helpful for me. About 6 weeks ago, I had, for lack of a better term, what might be called a relapse. I fell back into that position where I was, or reverted back to that place where I was when everything was really terrible for me. I couldn't think clearly. The pain came back in my head and in my face in amazing waves, and I simply increased the dose that I was taking of the brain rejuvenator. Normally I take it 5 drops in water twice a day, and I was taking it 4 times a day, 5 to 10 drops at a time, and within 2 days all of that was gone, and it hasn't returned. So I am very grateful for Dr. Jeff and for the formulas that he has come up with or conspired to come up with, because they have been very helpful to me.
Mark, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, good. Well, they're Dr. Urey's formulas. And
thank you, Dr. Urey.
I think for the group, the severity of the closed head injury that Mark sustained is probably one of the top 5 that I've ever seen. Hemilateral pain and paresthesia, almost a disconnect of the right side of the body to the left side, which I think is important, Mark, that we clarify that there was one-sided, intense neurological affectation. And as we used the subtle energies along with appropriate supportive clinical nutrition, fatty acids and neurotransmitter precursors, et cetera, we just watched the entire nervous system unwind backward toward the original sin, toward the original trauma. And at that point, it was almost like the several weeks immediately post-trauma, where he finally got back to the point where the brain was when he first had it injured. And just quite intuitively, and just knowing that help was there from the brain rejuvenation and the combination which I had made for him, you know, was all of the things which eventually evolved into Master Brain Formula, he just took more and more of it instead of backing off. And how long did it take to pull you through, Mark?
I felt better the first day and was completely gone the second day.
So in basically a 24-hour period, he went from severe neurological exacerbation or re-experiencing, let's say we call it retracing or whatever, back to a very stable, normal place where he was pre-injury. And I would say at this point, with rare exception, I mean, I see 4 to 6 week intervals. You know, you still have some signs and symptoms, but I would say in your estimation, from where we began, where are you at in your recovery in percentage?
Oh, goodness. I'm hundreds of times better than where I was when we began.
And would you think 80 to 90% toward normal, what we would consider just having a normal life again?
Yes, clearly 80 to 90%, probably closer to the 90 than the 80. Absolutely so. When I had that unwinding, as you put it, in Michigan, I was having trouble comprehending what people were saying to me. So, I mean, I was really unwound. It was really quite amazing for me to see how quickly I responded to the brain rejuvenator. I was very grateful for it. I did not want to go back to that place again. It was not a good place.
Well, thank you, Mark. I mean, it's a great story. It's been great watching you recover. It certainly, for both you and your wife, it couldn't happen to two nicer people. And we just hope that you continue to be blessed. And we thank you for sharing, you know, your experience with the Subtle Energy products. And I'm going to tell them what you told me. I don't ever want to be without this. I want to keep this available to me. I want to have it for myself and always be available so that I don't ever have to suffer the way that I've suffered for, how, what was it, 7 years?
10 years.
And your recovery's been over, what, 6 months?
I started seeing you probably last November.
Okay, so. It's a year. But considering the nature and extent of your injuries and the trauma and what you went through over those years, a 1 year recovery from this type of situation is pretty miraculous.
It's been a wonderful year. I'm very grateful.
You know how we feel about you, and we love you, and we thank you for sharing this with the practitioners and especially with Dr. Uri and Constance and the other doctors on the phone. And really what the other point that it makes is that with neurological traumas and injuries, persistence and consistency is truly the key to success. It takes time and persistence on the part of a patient to achieve long-term physiological results, but it will happen, it does happen, it can happen, and you're just one of many examples that we have. But your story was so compelling, I really wanted you to share it with everyone on the call and the others that will be listening to this CD. And we thank you, and we all wish you continued health and well-being.
Thank you.
Mark, can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
When you started the treatment and going on to the various different brain formulas, how long did it take you before you started to notice a difference?
It was pretty quick. I started noticing a difference probably within a week, and I had stopped taking all of the prescription drugs I was taking for pain within a month.
And then you've slowly gotten back function?
Yes. I think over time my memory has improved. The clarity of my thought has improved over time, and it continues to improve.
You were suffering for 9 years before you met Jeff?
Yes, sir.
And so in conventional medicine, were you seeing a neurologist?
I saw several neurologists, actually, several ear doctors.
What kind of hope did those physicians give you?
None. They said that they would give me medication to help me cope.
And were you deteriorating or staying the same or getting better?
Deteriorating.
So for the rest of those listening, this is a miracle you're hearing live. Brain trauma, brain injuries, with the best that medicine can offer, still watches their patients deteriorate. Through the miracle of science, through the miracle of Uri, the miracle of Jeff having the courage to say, I can help you, Mark is a living testimony that within about a year, his life has changed. It began to change within the first 30 days. That's how significant these remedies are. But within 12 months, a sense of normalcy is there with a sense of hope and improvement. This is what we offer. To the incurable, there's hope. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Davis. Thank you, Mark, so much for sharing your story. And I wish you the best in your recovery and in your life. And we just really appreciate you wanting to let everybody know.
Thank you.
Jeff, it's Yuri. I have a question. How long ago you put Mark on this combination which we now call Master Brain Formula?
Probably the last 2 months.
Uh-huh.
Before we were using, I was using Clear Mind, Balance, Stress Relief. Then Brain Rejuvenation, we have to go back to, I lose track of the timelines of when things are introduced, but that seems to have been only within the last year, maybe 8 or 9 months ago, we came with Brain Rejuvenation.
Uh-huh.
And he's had that and been on that, and that was a very powerful addition. Also the hypothalamus, because Mark had temperature dysregulation, he had hydration, you know, thirst and eating triggers, the satiety centers and so forth. There was a lot of subtle things going on that everybody didn't wrap together. And also what the Clear Mind did and the Balance did for literally his equilibrium issues. Mark used to walk to the left. And when he'd walk down the mall with his wife, she would be on his left-hand side to keep him walking straight, because he would think he was walking straight and he would just be drifting because the impact injury was to the right side of the brain and the right ear. And it was a terrible trauma. And, of course, I was doing chiropractic work and laser work and watching his spine, his nervous system unwind. And every time I would adjust him, as we were using all the subtle energies, and Mark will attest to this, it was like unlocking the next set of tumblers in a safe, or like working on a Rubik's Cube or something. You had to make the next moves in the right order. Sometimes it was one segment, sometimes it was two segments, sometimes in the lower backs, and rarely in and around the site of the trauma. But as he had the energy and the organization, he always moved forward from one treatment session to the next. That's the one thing that all of you practitioners will see, is that when the energy and the organization is there, your therapeutic interventions will be utilized to their greatest ability by the body to move to the next step of healing. Wouldn't you agree, Mark?
I would. The word you use for me is I'm like a Chinese puzzle box.
Oh, and we have to talk about the MSM spray, because that was a big, big component of this, concurrent for the muscular stuff and for the recurrent inflammations, for keeping the inflammation down, because you use that a lot.
I do. I love that stuff. We won't be without it ever again.
Yeah. So between Brain Rejuvenation and the MSM spray, Mark's a customer for life. He's our poster boy for that. But that helped with the somatic effects and restoring integrity to the musculotendinous range of motion, because imagine the amount of constriction and adaptation of all the muscles on that one side of your body having to now stretch and go back to a normal place after being contracted and twisted for years. And it is absolutely imperative that we persist with the therapy. When we find what works, persist with it. Stay with it. Take the small gains, and the small gains lead to bigger gains. And that's what we saw. It was like baby steps became bigger steps. And I can't believe it's a year, but a year's gone by, and it's been an incredible process of healing and recovery.
So, Jeff, did you introduce Clean Sweep as well?
Oh, yeah. Mark was light sensitive. He couldn't sit and work at his computer for very long. He'd have to get up and move and lose concentration and focus. I mean, initially, there was a lot of, I would say, intellectual neurological dysfunction that he had developed intense coping mechanisms to just get through the activities of daily living. Wouldn't you say, Mark?
I would. I work really hard to do things that shouldn't be really hard to do. Concentration was a huge issue for me, and just putting things together. I was just really slow at putting things together. I'd get the information. I'd know the pieces were related, but it would sometimes take me 10 or 15 seconds to make the connection, and that doesn't happen anymore.
Cool, huh?
It is very cool. Very cool. I'm really happy to share that, and I hope other people can get the same kind of help that I got.
I'd open it to any other questions people have.
This is Carolyn Hamburger, and I really appreciate hearing Mark's story. And Dr. Jeff, you've about brought me to tears. And I would just like, anyway, to hear some more miracle stories.
Okay, we appreciate that.
This is Vicki Nelson, naturopath in Michigan, and I have a question regarding insatiable appetite. She's had, my patient has had several emotional, mental, physical issues over the years, and I've tried many of the remedies that Energy Tools has, and it's hard to know which ones to stay with. But the current big issue is the insatiable appetite, along with the several other brain issues. Does anybody have any suggestions?
Oh, yeah. There's a series of questions that I ask when I'm talking to people that have had brain trauma or have had impact injuries of infective nature, especially viral or Lyme's disease. The satiety center is in, obviously, the hypothalamus.
Right.
And the thirst center and the wake-sleep center and libido. And so we ask questions related to that. Do we get really, really thirsty or not thirsty at all for a long period of time? Do we get really hungry without satiation when we eat? Is there dreaming, no dreaming, sleep disturbance, et cetera? This is affected in the reticular activating system in the pons cord tract and in the pituitary hypothalamic axis. And even if it is emotionally driven, the concept of using clear mind and high frequency, low dosage of the hypothalamic formula would be in order here. And I use supplementation from Bionics Research, PTHPT, pituitary hypothalamus, to provide the peptide fractions for helping to reorganize that. Constance and I were speaking before in the pre-conference about appropriate nutritional support, 5-HTP. However you test out the GABA and the phosphatidylcholine and phosphatidylserine, et cetera, we need to have both the organizational energy and the materials available to do the deal. Yuri and I have discussed already, however, that since we walk around in the biggest chemical factory on the planet, that the body knows how to manifest, manufacture, and provide adequate doses and volumes of all the neurotransmitters, et cetera, that our bodies need, even if we're not supplementing that. Supplementation merely facilitates and eases the burden of production from the physiology. And so I would imagine in this particular case, I would ask her if there was closed head injury trauma, if there was infection with fever any time in their life, if there was severe psycho-emotional trauma that was unresolved.
All of the above, yes. She's had all of the above. I've been using Clear Mind, Oxygen Plus, Thalamus, and several other formulas for months now. And I've been using the B-complex. She didn't test for GABA. I use Biomeridian. I have been doing everything I can think of. And we've resolved the viral issues, which is great, but she still has, you know, the insatiable appetite, and luckily she's not 200 pounds. She's still very small.
She stops herself from eating.
Well, she
just to tell herself, don't eat
anything. She burns it up. She continues to eat, but she burns it up. And I've worked on the thyroid. I've worked on every imaginable issue.
Well, definitely look at the PTHPT if you haven't utilized that particular one.
Okay.
And see if that has a possibility of testing. And increase frequency of dosage, even volume.
Okay.
And I would get Yuri to send you some of the new Master Brain formula.
Yeah, I think that.
And include that across the board.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know how long you have to persist with the therapy until it finally gets the traction.
Sure.
And that's one of the reasons, the biggest reason I wanted Mark to be on, because he was just such a great patient for being persistent and staying with and doing with what we asked him to do, whether he was improving physically or had a, even when he had a backslide, he just, okay, I'm going to dig in and take more.
You know,
instead of, oh, this isn't working, maybe it's making me worse. the neurological cases are difficult. And
they're tough, yeah.
You can feel free to contact me on that one, and we can talk at it at length off the call. But we'll see if we can help out with our experience. And Dr. Davis, what are you thinking on this one?
Well, there's a kaleidoscope of energies that are potentially causing that. You've hit on a couple of the major ones, what I was thinking. In your testing, what kind of testing do you do, just so I kind of know where we're at?
I do EAV testing, muscle testing.
Cool. Okay, so in EAV, where do you find the weak spot up in the pituitary hypothalamus region?
Sure.
I mean, do you find weakness there? Okay.
Yes, I do.
And then when you put the remedy in, does it...
It tests well.
Okay. So what it is that trickle charging, you need to trickle charge a little harder. How many drops do you give?
I've been giving 10, like 4 times a day.
Okay. Persistent trickle charge energy thing. There's something else going on.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to help too, but...
That'd be great.
Okay. Yeah, this is the beauty of these calls.
Yeah.
Because we all are frustrated with what appears to be the easy thing to do, and this is what Jeff was sharing, and of course with Mark being online, appreciate that. And that is there's a phenomenon going on, either because our awareness and our antennas are up, something's happened in the last probably 5 years, because it is much more complicated, I think, now to solve
what
appears to be a simple hypothalamus deregulation, right? Mm-hmm. It's more than that.
Yeah.
And so it's like there's something else going on, and even with the best of our instrumentation, I mean, conventional medicine still gives us clues. However, those of us that have stepped into the energy medicine diagnostic, even that, we're chasing around goats. So there's more to this riddle that you've got, just that Rubik's Cube that you haven't dialed in yet.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
I have a question on this. Have you been using Clean Sweep with this woman?
Yes, I have.
And is she using it at home on her body as well as just in the room?
You know, I'll have to ask her about that. I'm not sure.
Because she could have some...
EM sensitivity.
Right.
That's what my intuition was saying, but, you know, since I've been researching that, my mind goes there all the time now.
Yeah, I'll have to work on that.
The other thing that you could do if she works on a computer and that, we have some EMF computer crystals and crystals that they can wear if you think that that's a possibility.
No, actually, she does not work on the computer at all, so that has never been a concern. But, you know, there's something going on.
Yeah.
Definitely.
This is Dr. Joan Barrasi. I'm in Palm Beach area in Florida. I love the products, although I must admit that I just sort of dabble in them and don't go into great depth. I had wonderful results after having had acute caudate equina syndrome and having surgery because I was paralyzed and had incontinence. I got back my legs and got back my continence, but I left with pain and couldn't tolerate pharmaceuticals. So I started using Rescue, MSM, Bray, stress relief cream, balance and stress at bedtime, you know, clear mind and CNS. I did very well, got off the prescription drugs. I had pain, but I dealt with it. I then had a brain tumor, operated on for a benign meningioma, size of an orange, in 2007. After that, I recovered pretty well, and I did use brain rejuvenation and other things, and it seemed to work, and then I sort of let them go. I then had collapse of my vertebrae and another falling down and had to have major surgery and fusion. Since that time, I've had some more problems with my brain. I do not have a recurrence of the brain tumor, but I have intermittent anxiety or slow thinking and a couple of memory gaps. I retired. I can't do it. And I ran out of all those things, and I'm listening to this call, and I'm getting very excited. Maybe I need to get a phone number and call somebody.
Okay, you can call the office, and I can help you and give you that number. Then you can take it from there.
Okay.
You're an MD practitioner?
I'm an MD, MPH, yes, Harvard Stanford graduate.
Wow, cool.
Matter of fact, pardon me?
That's cool.
Welcome to the team.
Yeah, and very recognized in the community. Matter of fact, tomorrow I'm getting another award, but I'm concerned. This has only been a matter of weeks that I've noticed these symptoms and checking it out. And I need to get more products, and I need to talk with somebody, because I do not tolerate or do well with pharmaceuticals, and I have used these products on some other people, and they've done very well, too. But I'm also recognize energy and have been attracted by the authentic essential oils when I can feel their energy and I can test them, and so I've been using that in addition.
And I think that this master formula brain could be helpful for you. What do you think, Jeff?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we'll talk about something that's already in the works on the way to you, Yuri, but I will share it with her in particular.
And the back is fine now. All those years of pain, and I don't even need anything for pain.
Was the cardiaquinin syndrome by trauma? Was there this or
no, it was a degenerative arthritis and a spondylolisthesis. The first surgery was a success, but in the sense that I got my leg back and all that. But they cut a lot of structures they didn't need to cut, and it was unstable from then on for the next 10 years until this last December when I just could no longer walk again. I could deal with the pain. I worked out a way to do that, and your products were very helpful too. But when I was faced with that again, I had the back surgery and recovered just fine without the pain anymore. And so I'm already a miracle, and I'd like to stay that way.
Thank you for sharing.
Hi, this is Ann Vogler. I'm calling with a couple questions. I'm also wondering, in the last case that was just talked about, if quantum balance might be helpful for balancing structure, spinal structures. But I have a list of some questions, and I wondered, brain rejuvenation, is it the same thing as the master brain formula?
No.
It's a component of it?
Yes.
So master brain formula is the latest creation?
It's a blend. It's a smorgasbord of energies.
Great. And also, I'm wondering if that would be helpful with Mark's situation and regarding, like, Parkinson's. My father had Parkinson's, and he described it from within when he had it, that there was great difficulty with the completion of the circuit of a thought. And it sounds like that may have been, I don't know if Parkinson's and head trauma have a similar remedies to help with that.
Our experience there, my personal experience, because we see quite a few of those. In fact, I feel that a lot of the neurological diseases that we're seeing in older folks in the age 65 to 80 range, some of it is long-term post-polio syndrome. Some of it is from the lesser-known rickettsias, such as leptospira, spirochetes, and some of it is chemical neurotoxicity. And we have seen remission and diminishment of the neurological signs and symptoms of pill rolling, tension tremors, etc., by using the combination of the brain rejuvenation in higher doses, the master brain formula, and actually some other medical applications for microorganisms, especially for Lyme's, such as fluconazole, long-term low-dose fluconazole, which I know I'm not supposed to talk about that on this call, but you asked the question. I'm going to tell you what we're seeing. I refer them to my colleagues who can prescribe, and we do 100 mg of Diflucan for 60 days and watch what happens to a lot of these neurological cases. It's not the silver bullet theory anymore. People have chemical toxicity, chronic vaccinosis, viral toxicity, heavy metal toxicity. You'll see as people get older, they just have a receding issues with the gums, with the teeth, with oral hygiene, failed root canals. So I look to the dentistry in a lot of these cases, long-term industrial people that, you know, were in welding and or were electricians. And you have to look at the environmental impact. The older people get, the longer their life history is of being exposed to the world. And so it's a multiple toxic load type of situation. We organize it and help support it and keep them from getting worse by doing the energetic support, but we try to slowly and steadily relieve the toxic burden from all sources, especially electromagnetics. And so clean sweep, and this is how the clean sweep and the MSM came about, is I sprayed some clean sweep on someone who was environmentally impacted by electromagnetic stress that was causing a hyperthyroid situation. And I could keep the hyperthyroid at bay, but not when she would run out of anything in her protocol, she would go right into tachycardia and the hyperthyroid reaction. And I just, instead of spraying the clean sweep in and around the environment where she was at, I had her in real-time heart rate monitoring. And I thought, well, it's not going to hurt to spray it on. I'm not having her ingest it. So I sprayed some right over the thyroid thymus area and dropped the heart rate about 30, 35 beats per minute. And then at that point, I knew that the clean sweep could affect dysregulated energetics that was caused by various types of radiation, electromagnetic, microwave, deck phones, et cetera. And that's a whole nother call talking about EM stress. But in the neurological diseases, especially ataxias and Parkinson's, we have to look at every one of those factors.
And does the CNS formula work within that as well, within that spectrum?
Absolutely. We took every single formula that we have for the brain and put them into the master brain formula. Everything Yuri's ever made for the brain, we put into one big energetic charge.
How many master formulas are there planned?
Yeah, one at a time. It's a long job to make them.
But we went to the most important one first. We want everyone's input as we go along on the combinations that you keep reaching for on a regular basis, especially the AK testers and the EAV testers and people that are doing some sort of discrimination of energetically, why am I giving this to this person other than their signs and symptoms? Look at what you're ordering. Look at what you're using for what particular conditions, because this is a group consciousness. This is a group effort to take everyone's feedback over time. We don't want to just do this in a hodgepodge kind of way. We want to do it in a very organized, in a clinical way, taking input from everyone who's using the subtle energies. And everyone's experience and information is totally valuable to us. It's why we have these calls.
Absolutely. I have one last question about the thank you. That was so beautifully and eloquently said, Jeff. Can you just speak to one more thing? That would be the best approach for herpes.
General herpes?
Or, yes.
Or
yes,
shingles.
Yes, genital herpes or herpes in general, you know, viral loads.
I think we should post that protocol from several of us. There's a lot of ways to skin that cat.
Okay.
I know for sure we always have to support the spleen, the forgotten organ. And there's lots of really good antihomotoxic therapies, the immune and thymus formulas. And I think it would probably be appropriate for our next call to address viral immune stimulation using biological medicine and energy tools.
I would love to.
That would be a good call.
Fantastic.
Without talking about the H1N1 and all that sort of thing. Because the nonspecific viral immune responses is what we need to stimulate, and there's a whole armamentarium out there to help us do that in a very logical way, but without the appropriate energy tools going on, it doesn't stick. We just knock them down to a dull roar, and they come back. We talk about biological terrain, immune modulation, but most of all, changing the energy pattern that makes it uncomfortable for the viral burden to express itself.
I think you're exactly right, Jeff. And what I would suggest to try next as a beginning of next master formula, it's Flubigon. Flubigon combination works very well for viruses. We need just to find out with your help and all practitioners' help for what kind of viruses it works and what kind of viruses it doesn't work.
Absolutely. We're working on it.
Because Flubigon was put together as taking all of our best stuff and putting it together, although we didn't call it a master formula, and soon the Flubi season will be gone, and then we're just left with the regular viral and bacterial loads that all of you deal with. And that, so it would be very interesting for us to make a master formula that would address those needs.
Well, I don't know about everybody else who's been using it. I've had good experience with it so far, but I'm working it out. And I try not to just come to the call and say, oh, this is great, and so forth and so on, because while formulations are fantastic, we want to have a similar shared experience that has been run through the test of time and clinical experience. And those of us that get to look at some of these formulas early, do our due diligence for all of you. And as you start to see that this whole forum It's about creating better, more efficient products to help all of our clients. And so we share our experiences on what we see so that we can enhance and keep moving this forward. This is a dynamic technology that we've just watched evolve and grow over these years. And the more the ball keeps rolling, and the snowball gets bigger as it's going down the mountain. And I've got a lot of Flubi going out with people, and I'm waiting for their return visits so I can share it on the next call. And I know Dr. Davis does, and a lot of you do. And I think it's probably the next call is already being formulated tonight.
This is Mary St. Clair. I'm in Michigan. I mostly do neurofeedback, and I treat a lot of people with brain injuries. I have a lot of people that have brain stem injury and that I'm not able to address well with neurofeedback. Only one is on a vent. The other two are functioning fairly well in terms of some of the regular biological processes. But will the master brain formula address brain stem issues? And, of course, I can't tell you specifically where they're injured, what structure within the brain stem.
We feel that it should touch the organizational basis of the entire central nervous system. Can I name drop or at least talk about a book that people should be reading?
Sure.
I'm hoping that many of you have had the opportunity to see Dr. Jill Bolt Taylor's book, My Stroke of Inspiration.
Yes.
I've had the pleasure of making her acquaintance and discussing the rehabilitation of the brain, of course, which is, and for those of you who haven't read it, pick it up and read it. It is just fantastic insight of someone who unfortunately went through the stroke experience. And Jill's neurophysiologist at IUP and went through a locked-in temporary situation with a left brain stroke, which left her with credentials as a neurophysiologist but only able to operate out of her right brain for quite a few years. It's a very moving and inspiring and insightful look at the brain from the aspect of someone who is a neurophysiologist. I have one case here of a bilateral brainstem stroke who was almost quadriplegic, and we've got swallowing mechanisms back, speech mechanisms back, bilateral hand movement, and the ability to stand up within a standing frame. That took about 2 years. I just got master brain formula into him since we've made it, and we're going to see what happens with these. And that's the most severe brainstem injury that I've seen and clinically worked with over the last 3 years. But this man was in bed prostrate for 2 years.
That's the level of the people that I'm working with.
Exactly. And, you know, we have some coma kids and so forth and so on.
Right. One of these people is in locked-in syndrome, and she's quite an amazing young woman.
Well, they know everything that's going on.
Absolutely.
And I think that the other book was
Diving Bell and the Butterfly.
Diving Bell and the Butterfly.
Yeah.
It's a must-read. All we can say is it won't hurt them.
Two of them on some of the basic vital force already, so I'm looking forward to the master brain formula.
I would look at using the master brain formula. I would definitely look at using the clean sweep around them.
Yeah.
And using the MSM spray on the cervical spine, on the musculature, on the sacrococcygeal area, because you're going to have, I come out of a background of having studied as a chiropractor spinal column stressology, and I'm very involved with understanding the function of the meninges. And there's a tremendous book, if you can find it anywhere on Amazon or anything, called Adverse Mechanical Tension in the Central Nervous System by Alf Brieg. I met him 20 years ago. He's a Norwegian neurosurgeon, and he presented the notion, the actual physiology of torsional stress on the central nervous system via the meninges causing these neurological dysfunctions. And in all these brainstem traumas, head injuries, if there's not direct trauma damage to the structure that you can see, a severance, a tear, whatever, then it is the adverse mechanical tension from the meninges that is putting the constant torsional force onto the structures of the brainstem and literally pulling the pons cord tract down to and into the foramen magnum. And so the MSM spray causes a general relaxation of the musculature, et cetera, et cetera. If we can do range of motion with the lower extremities, we can talk about all this again offline, but the plasticity of the human nervous system is almost indescribable. Just amazing what you think. Someone will never get a recovery from something. And Mark's case was one of them. This was a severe, severe trauma.
Yes.
I would have been glad to get 50% of pain reduction with him. And he would have been too. To get anything better than where he was when he started would have been a blessing. You just never know. It's a no-downside therapy, which is a beautiful thing.
Well, it's why I love neurofeedback so much, because we do experience these miracles all the time, and adding the vital force to it just compounds it. It's great.
It just keeps giving organizational energy and capability to that magnificent organ we call the central nervous system.
Thank you.
Just a quick little overview for those that are listening, and kind of bringing it back. The bottom line is that we're in a kaleidoscope of traumas, micro traumas and macro traumas, even blunt traumas, closed head injuries, as well as open wounds. So we go from the micro all the way out. And the thing of it is that the brain is going to respond because of the sensory behavior of it to protect itself. And so the function of this balancing act between the sympathetic and parasympathetic is live and well in the brain. And I was taught years ago that the immune system and the brain really didn't exist. We had a blood-brain barrier, and recently, within the last 10, 15 years, the concept of microglial cells have been discovered as being the immune system within the brain. And with all of the variety pack of toxic chemicals and heavy metals that interfere with the function and the electrical potential of the brain, puts it in a constant state of stress. So we see it in our children as they're coming into the world. They have 78 toxic chemicals in them on a regular basis, just being born into a modern society, and their brains are already activated against neurotoxins. As we move through life, what happens is that it takes 10 times the energy to actually relieve the cell of the toxic burden, as well as the hit that it's taken, we call free radical. And so what I have observed with all of the 18,000 supplements available to try to get sick people well, and then the hundreds and hundreds of medications that are being used to try to just baseline folks, everybody's missing the energy. And the beauty and the magic and the wonder of Yuri's work of being able to provide an opportunity to trickle charge energy into the body specifically, so that the chaos at the cellular level can be restored, is a miracle. And so, yes, we've had some developmental issues to the point that we've got several formulas, as Jeff and I and others have tried to give Yuri some insight, and Yuri in his own brilliance has put some things together, is that we have what appeared to be a kaleidoscope of new remedies. And so the beauty of combining them and having them still work, because they're specific energies targeting specific areas. So rather than burdening the clinician and also burdening the patient of taking dozens, if you will, of supplements for the purpose of energizing the hypothalamus and energizing the commissure fibers and energizing the frontal lobe and trying to get the GABA working and serotonin's working, the pineal gland, is that with the master brain remedy, is that we have the best that what's been developed by Yuri in blended fashion to be able to address the entire cascade of energies of this brain of ours. And the beauty is that, as Jeff eloquently said, without doing harm, we're actually able to see miracles take place. So I'm very thankful to be in the position I'm at this time in life. So rather than taking patients and just watching them slowly go through the process of degeneration and then losing their minds, as we say, the number one fear of an adult over the age of 60 is losing their mind, we actually have hope with the things that Yuri's created. Because if we can raise the energy at the cellular level on a trickle charging basis, hitting all components so the cellular system knows what to do and the energetic system knows what to do, balance will come back. And we all know, once we restore balance, health is there. So again, I thank you for what you're doing, Yuri, and appreciate what you're doing, Jeff, clinically being able to put it all together.
Steve, it's always a pleasure, and I can just say ditto to that. And to those of you who are on this call, thank you for taking your time to participate, and we welcome all of your input. And you wouldn't be here if you hadn't already achieved a level of consciousness and understanding that there is more out there. And we're going to keep working very hard on this, and I think we need to establish a forum, a network. We're going to be discussing that. When I was at the scientific conference several years ago that had been going on for 14 years, it took them 14 years to finally say, let's have an open forum for everyone who's ever been to this scientific gathering, 200 people a year for 14 years. And we finally opened it up that we could intercommunicate with each other, a little email with the question of the day or the week or whatever. I think that may be the next step that we may endeavor to undertake, is that we have a collective open forum for protocols and questions and something to do in between our conference calls. But just by being here adds to the energy and adds to the work. And we thank you all for using the tools and learning how to keep them sharp and use them in a better, more creative way.
Well, thank you much, Jeff. And thank you, Dr. Davis. And Mark, if you're still with us, thank you again. All of you that have joined us, we appreciate the participation. There will be a CD that will be done from this, edited, and then sent out to all of you so that you have the information. And if you have any questions or suggestions, please feel free to call us. And we're just trying to make this easier and more helpful for people. And thank you for your patience in regards to all of the kind of technical problems that we're trying to unlock here. Everybody have a happy holiday.
And Merry Christmas.